Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where it's all about losing weight, getting strong, and being the fittest and healthiest man that you can be in your 40s and beyond. My name is Jimmy the MC Kim, aka the Kind Intelligent Man, and through my own personal journey of losing over 70 pounds, quitting my government job of over 10 years, and having been a fitness coach ever since then, I've been helping men like yourself find their aha moments when it comes to their fitness and health. Now, in today's episode, it's all about how to recover from exercise like a pro athlete. And this episode is inspired by my virtual workout team, Team Remix. What is going on, everybody? And we train every day, Monday to Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, live on Zoom. And we kick each other's butts to our best of our ability. So, recently, I posed this question to Team Remix and to my email subscribers about what is it that you wanted to learn? What is it that you want to learn in 2022? What is it that you think is going to make your fitness game even better? And to my surprise, to my honest surprise, it wasn't like, what is the best exercise for, you know, dot, 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 or what's the best diet for, you know, whatever it may be, you know, because those are the usual things that come up. It was actually all questions related to recovery, to stretch, to mobility. So for the rest of this month of love, as Valentine's is just around the corner, who better to show some love than to ourselves? I mean, we train so hard. We lift those weights. We swing those bells. We stretch those bands. But oftentimes, we just don't do the other little things or big things we're going to find out today outside of our workouts to help us see our gains. So today is all about recovery. And anytime I need the latest and greatest development in fitness, health, and in this case, recovery, I look towards what are pro athletes doing? Because this is how I look at it. I mean, they get paid so much money to be their best physically. And regardless of what pro sport it is, you gotta be the best. You gotta be the best. They're all training to be the best. It is so competitive, so that those little extra things that they do, from them being a star to them being a superstar. And I'm going to tell you, the recovery portion is something that the superstars just do a little bit better than everybody else. So if it's good for them, you know, why isn't it good for us? It's how I look at it. So if you like today's episode or any of the other episodes, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Leave me a comment and tell me, what is it that you want to learn from the show? Because I'm here for you, man. I'm here to help you out. And of course, you can always hit me up. If you're feeling a little shy to leave me a comment on Apple Podcasts, you know, you can always hit me up on the social, on Insta, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. That's right, you heard it, on LinkedIn. But if you've been listening to the podcast for a little bit, you know your guy. MC Kim, he loves the old school way, which is the email way. You can always hit me up at mckim@remixmyfitness.com. I am not a hard man to find. So let's get into today's show. What you do after your workout is just as important as the workout itself. And let's be honest, most men's post-workout routine is usually just about like downing the latest and greatest protein shake or hitting the showers right away. And if this sounds like you, then you are doing your body a disservice because you're slowing down the gains and the progress you're making in your workouts. Because look, we're spending our time, and our time is finite. We can't get that back. We can make more money, but we can't make any more time. And if we spend all that time working out, why not speed up the process, right? Of seeing the gains, or I mean, if you're trying to lose weight, I mean the losses, I guess, in this case. So What if I told you that you can increase your muscle mass, increase your strength, lose weight faster, and reduce the chances of injuries with just a few changes to your post-workout habits and a few pre-workout habits, of course. So let's follow these tips for recovery to maximize your workouts and see progress faster. And these tips are all things I've gotten from pro athletes, watching pro athletes, watching sports, watching mixed martial arts. I love mixed martial arts. Being in the fitness game myself, being a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt myself, I have been in countless times of injuries and finding ways so I can recover faster so I can train better tomorrow. So let's go over number one. And number one, like I mentioned at the top of the show, it is the month of love. And I'm talking about self-care. I'm talking about self-caring yourself because nobody's going to do it for you. All these things that I'm going to mention today, nobody's going to do it for you. You might have the best partner in the world. You might have the best kids in the world. But if you don't take time to do these next things, then you won't see the improvements that I'm going to be talking about today. So self-care, number one, you got to take care of yourself. You need to invest the extra time in your recovery. So this means pre-workout dynamic stretches, post-workout cool down. I'm talking about massages. And look, if we can kind of get in some real like RMT massages, some real myofascial massages, like great. But I mean, if we don't have the funds, we don't have the time, then we gotta do it ourselves. As I've mentioned, foam rolling, massage guns, resistance band stretches. There's all kinds of ways you can give yourself a massage. Like I will give myself my own self massage with my own hands, and I'm always kind of make this joke around that I think I give myself the best massages. I mean, I got some pretty strong hands, and I can feel the tendons, I can feel where it's tight. But I mean, it's always kind of nice when you have somebody else doing it for you as well. And regular visits, look, especially regular visits to your health practitioner. So I'm talking chiropractors, physiotherapists, RMTs, acupuncture. And you know, I can't believe how many people out there still think chiropractors are like this, you know, they're like back cracking and they'll crack your neck and they'll do all those kinds of things. It's not like that at all, at least not from the experiences that I've ever seen. The chiropractors that I see are like, they're almost like physiotherapists. At least the most of the chiropractors I've seen that I see, they're phenomenal. They're phenomenal. I actually go out and I'll search for chiropractors out there. I don't think I've gotten my neck cracked or my back cracked from a chiropractor in ages, forever. So, you know, give your local chiropractor a try. I mean, of course, like go out and do the research and make sure that they're good, right? And especially have the insurance for it. If it's going to be covered, yeah, you got to do it. And look, I know you're a busy guy with a laundry list of things to do, and finding the time to even work out can be challenging enough, but this should be non-negotiable. This is why this is number one in the habit that you need to instill in yourself. So let me break down to you how I schedule my own self-care, how I go about doing it, and how I suggest it to all my other clients that I train with. If you don't have the time, let's say you are working out for 45 minutes or if you're working out for 30 minutes, you got to reduce the time. You got to reduce your workout time. And you're thinking like, oh no, MC Kim, you got to reduce the time. Yes, I'm telling you, reduce the time so that, you know, if it's 10 minutes, if it's 5 minutes, if it's 15 minutes to incorporate a pre-workout stretch. I will tell you for a fact, every injury that I have received, especially all the major injuries I have received, is from not stretching, from being cold. I have torn my right pectoral muscle because, first of all, it was a terribly organized jiu-jitsu tournament. My very first tournament, I was so green. I didn't know what I was doing. Plus, I was like over 270 pounds competing in a weight class I shouldn't have been competing in. And I was cold. I didn't know what to do. And the very first throw, the very first few seconds of the match, I heard something rip. And it was, I know it was preventable if I just even done like a few arm circles to help me warm up to it. So, you know, I don't have many regrets in my life, but I always kind of think back to that, especially when I'm on the beach and people are always kind of gawking at my right chest. So the reduced workout time, like you having to kind of shave a few minutes off your regular workout time, that is going to force you to work out harder. It's going to force you to take fewer breaks and to focus on those crucial exercises, those crucial sets and your circuits. And I got a little something for you here, for the listeners out there. if you go to today's show notes, if you visit the Remix My Fitness page and you click on today's episode, I have a short stretch break, or a little pre-workout stretch, we'll say, or post-workout stretch, or just a general stretch that you can do. I have it all laid out in an instructional video, and all you got to do, it's free. It doesn't cost you a dime. And I will go over a routine that will flow real, real, real nice for even the stiffest man out there, okay? So go out and check out today's show notes, and you'll see a nice little stretch made just for you, all right? Another thing that I do is I keep all my equipment like in plain's eye view. So I mean, look, if you guys have a really nice garage gym, that to me is a nice dream. I joke around with Mrs. MC Kim all the time, and you know, I always kind of say if we ever had a bigger place, I personally would never put a gym in a garage, or definitely never in the basement. I would put our gym, and thankfully she likes to work out as well, we would put it right in our living room. We would have like a squat rack. We would have all those kinds of things. It would just build out a full gym right in the living room, because you need to see it. In our case, we don't live in like the biggest place, so we don't have room for a squat rack and all those kinds of other things. And I'll be honest, like I have never felt like the need to have one of those things anyway. But in plain's eye view, I keep my mat, my foam roller, wherever I stream my favorite shows. And in this case, it's in our living room. So all my self-care equipment, like my massage gun, resistance bands, all my stretch tools, lacrosse balls, because I can't help it. I can't help, like, while I'm watching TV, you know, I'm just kind of looking around in between, and I will see the things just laying around, and right away, I will just gravitate to whatever, and I'm at the point where I'm just like, oh, I need to foam roll, or I need to kind of squeeze some balls to get some tension going into my forearms and my wrist, and or I'll turn my wrist around, like, just, and look, anything could be better than nothing. So while you're there watching TV, you know, kind of turning off your brain, we might as well turn on our bodies, right? So that's tip number two I love to share. The third point that I would like to make is, you know, have a standing appointment with your favorite healthcare practitioner, like once a month. Like, if you can afford to do it, if you have the insurance to do it, like, why not, right? Like, I think of our bodies as a car, right? And to be able to do anything preventative to it before, like, things actually break down, or before it's too late, like, why not? Like, why not go and go and see it? Like, you know, we invest so much, I find, on all the things that, you know, will make us feel good. Like, I'm talking about, like, you know, parties, terrible food, and, you know, alcohol. And look, your guy MC Kim here loves to indulge in those things as well, right? But you got to do the other thing. You got to invest your time and your money into the other stuff that's going to help counteract those habits that, you know, we still all love, but, you know, we gotta find some other healthier options as well. Because I have seen a health practitioner. I'm talking about an RMT, an acupuncturist, a physiotherapist, a chiropractor. This will tell you how old I am. A Rolodex, an actual Rolodex of people that I like to see, and you know, I make a standing appointment with them. Like once a month, you know, I will pick and choose what I need depending on what I need. Do I need a massage? Do I need to get electrodes shocked into my body to get my nerves working? Do I need those things? Because I rather prevent those things, or I rather like work on those things, because, you know, seeing those professionals too, like I'm a professional trainer and I know a lot, but sometimes you being seen by somebody from the outside really, really helps a lot. Kind of gives you a different view and reminds you of exercises, or shows you new exercises or new things that you have never thought of before. So, quick recap: reduce your workout time, keep your equipment where you are the most, and if that is your bedroom, you better keep something there, and have a standing appointment with a health professional. So, self-care, fellas, please, let's do it. Let's try it out and tell me that it doesn't make a difference in your life. Now, tip number two I want to share with you, which is light exercise on rest days. Now, we can go about this in a few different ways, right? So you might have heard of, like, after you work out, you should rest like 24 or 48 hours in between workouts. But that doesn't necessarily mean take a whole day off. I mean, if you have a heavy lift day at home and you've targeted one muscle, let's say you've had a heavy chest day, yes, don't go out tomorrow and do another heavy chest day. But you can work out your back. You can work out your legs. You can work out your cardio. And look, if you don't feel like lifting, then engaging in light activities like walking, stretching, you know, the stretching. There's that video that I, this instructional video I made for you, a leisurely bike ride, will help you to recover even faster. And even though you might feel sore, as long as you aren't in a lot of pain, doing some physical activity will help improve that lactic acid buildup. You know, that thing that causes like the sore muscles after you've done so many reps, and remove toxins and boost blood circulation. And, you know, the earliest example for me that I recognized this was, I used to watch a lot of hockey in high school, and, you know, in between the periods, they would go out and they would talk to the athletes in their change room. And these guys were working out, these NHL players were working out in between their sets. And I was thinking, they skate so hard, they play so hard for the 20 minutes, and during their rest, they are on assault bikes. You know, those bikes where you're biking and you got to move your arms, and they look like they're still sweating. They look like they're working out hard. And, you know, the next day I went out and I asked my gym teacher, Mr. Sparks, who was a former CFL football player. And I asked him about it. He was so into like working out. I used to love talking about working out with him. And he said, yeah, this helps to remove lactic acid buildup. You know, them just stopping and resting is going to do them more harm. And, you know, that light exercise they're doing, and, you know, to me as a high school student, that looked really hard. And I'll be honest, even now, I think that's even harder to do. But to them, they consider that a light exercise. So they are still doing light activities in between the rounds to remove the lactic acid buildup, to keep them warm, to help them recover so that they're ready to go. So you yourself, you know, you have to do the same thing as well. Like, more than anything, this is what I always tell people. Even when you're injured, and I will say this cautiously, like, you know, when you're injured, too injured to do anything. But let's say you have like a stiff neck, or, you know, you have your leg hurts, like you've broken your leg. Unfortunately, you could still do other things, right? And staying in the habit of doing something. Is better than nothing. And especially with exercise, it's so easy to fall off. Like, oh, you know, I missed the day, I'll do it tomorrow. You do tomorrow, and then you missed it, and then you missed it, then you missed it. Next thing you know, it's all, you've gone a week, 2 weeks, a month has gone by, and it's so hard to get back into it. So try your best to try to do something. Stretch, right? You can go and visit the show notes, and, you know, you can get something done. Number three, eat something after you work out. And I kind of alluded to this in the beginning of you know, all the guys going into the change room and, you know, quickly like downing, like mixing their favorite pre-workout, post-workout protein. And, you know, look, I am not... I'm not innocent of it as well, but, you know, I've done that many, many times. Like, you just think like, oh no, if I don't do it, you know, if I don't do it right now, I'm going to lose all the benefits. And if you're a seasoned veteran, or if you're a workout beginner, one of the most common workout tips that you might have heard is if you have a small window to consume protein so you can maximize your muscle growth and fat loss. And for the most part, this is true, but that window is not as small as most people think. You have 30 to 45 minutes of your post-workout so to be able to consume something. So you still have time to stretch, right? So, you know, what do you eat? What is something that you eat after your workout? And, you know, all the buzz, everybody talks about this, all the magazines, all the men's fitness outlets everywhere. Protein is the king of post-workout nutrition. But, you know, carbohydrates, those nasty carbohydrates, they play a vital role in your recovery as well. While protein helps with muscle recovery and provides amino acids are just like the building blocks. They're like the, you know, the babies of protein to your body. Carbohydrates help restore glycogen levels. You think glycogen, is glycogen sugar? Yes, glycogen is essential to our body's health because it is a form of sugar that our muscles and liver can easily store, and we need that. We need that to be able to function. Now, don't go out there reaching for that chocolate bar or your favorite muffin or whatever it is and say, MC Kim from Remix My Fitness told me I need to up my carbohydrates post-workout. That is not what I'm saying, because not all carbohydrates are the same. The least processed carbohydrates will provide you with the best sources. So basically, the less kind of man-made it is, or the less kind of chemicals and things that need to get put into there, the better the sources, the better results you're going to get, such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grain, and unsweetened dairy are your best bets. All right, so eat something. 30, 45 minutes, you have that window. Good carbs, protein. Okay, this is where you get the protein shake. Now, number four. Yeah, I'll throw a little stat out there about being hydrated for number four, because we got to stay hydrated. We talk about it all the time. You know that men require more water than women? I found that very interesting, because we generally have a higher energy expenditure and less body fat. Women just naturally carry more body fat for obvious reasons, reproductive reasons. They just happen to carry more fat. On average, 60% of the male body is made up of water, while women's is 55%. So that extra 5%, you might think, nah, 5%, what's the difference? A big difference, I'm going to tell you. And aside from the most apparent reason to stay hydrated, there are many other reasons why drinking water is so beneficial to us. It increases your energy and strength levels by reducing the chances of dehydration. Have you ever tried to work out, run, or do something physical while you are thirsty? I don't think so. It also thins out your blood, so it's easier for your liver to filter out the potentially harmful substances such as alcohol, drugs, germs, and other pollutants. But of course, you fellas out there, none of those things apply to you, right? And it replenishes your fluid levels to help prevent muscle soreness, right? That helps to just flush it all out so that we can train harder. Now, before you go out there, you start drinking liters and liters and liters of water, remember to take things slow, kind of slowly add these habits. So I always kind of, this topic of water has actually come up a lot with the people I've trained with over the years. And it is not an end-all, be-all solution. But of course, I think we can all, while we have the chance to still be able to drink fresh, clean water, to drink some. Now, I always suggest start with an extra glass of water, just one extra glass of water a day, and see how that feels. A week goes by, 2 weeks go by, you think, okay, you know what, I see some benefits out of this. Then maybe you add another glass of water and see how it goes, and see how your body reacts to that extra liquid intake. I'm going to throw in a bonus one here, because this is one I love doing. You know, I am prone to cramps. I am a cramp. If I could choose a different name, I'd probably call myself MC Cramp, because my fingers cramp. Sometimes my jaw will even cramp from just yawning too much. My calves, my legs, my hamstrings, you name it. I have screamed in the middle of the night, and there's Mrs. MC Kim trying to straighten all different parts of my body to help me uncramp myself. So I make sure that I keep that potassium up just a little bit. So every time I have a hard training day, coconut water is my go-to, and thankfully all my kids love coconut water, so we have an abundance of coconut water, and so far it is still relatively affordable to do, as that potassium in there. I will also make myself some green smoothies, where I will jam pack it with, like, I'll put even coconut what are they called? I've forgotten what they're called, but they're the, you can buy them frozen. They're like coconut, the insides of the coconut meat, we'll call it. I'll put that in there. I'll throw in some bananas in there. And yeah, so it's not, and of course, water. Water is the base of my smoothie. So there's water, there's coconut water, there's smoothie with water. I mean, we got to stay hydrated, right? And for the final tip, my final tip, and I think one we could all improve on, especially your guy over here, MC Kim. Man, why is that so hard to do, especially now in today's age, today's time? I mean, sleep is so vital. It's so important, yet it's most often the most neglected component of every man's overall health and well-being. And as you've heard, I'm guilty of it too. I you know, it's so hard to kind of get into that habit. I've gotten so much better over the years, and being able to talk to different guests on the show and them providing the different tips. Like most recently, I had Veronica Lee, the sleep expert, on, and she kind of helped me really open my eyes and, you know, really kind of all we're talking about starting your day at 10 p.m. And if you want to check out that episode, that's also in the show notes as well. But, you know, getting a good night's rest is essential. It is important because it enables the body to repair and to be fit and ready for another day of training. Getting enough rest also helps with excess weight gain, and this I know for sure, 100% it happens, because when I had my two kids, I gained weight during the first, I think, 6 months of their birth. My son a little less because he slept so much better, but my daughter, she was a terrible sleeper. No matter what I did, how healthy I ate, and how much I exercised, I was starting to notice I was getting, this is not a word, but bloatier and bloatier. I was getting more bloated, and I couldn't stop the bloat. And it was because we were sleeping awful. We were sleeping so bad. And it wasn't actually until I talked to another friend of mine who works out a lot as well, and I was kind of telling him, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I'm gaining weight, except I feel like I'm doing all the right things. And right away he asked me, are you sleeping okay? And I said, no, I'm sleeping terribly because I got the kids. And he's like, oh, that's it. That's it right there. So I would say not much I could have done for the first 6 months. It thankfully got a little bit better. But as you'll hear on the podcast with Veronica Lee, I did a couple weeks back, still a struggle. You know, kind of just quickly kind of talking about that podcast. You know, one of the most notable takeaways from the show that I got from Veronica was how she explains how, you know, research has shown it's not just about the amount of sleep that you get, but it's also important the quality of sleep. And she kind of went over the different cycles of sleep and what happens to your brain, what happens to your body. So yes, like the 6 to 8 hours, or, you know, if you're fortunate enough to, like LeBron James, to get 10 hours of sleep, that'd be amazing. But also the quality of it. So, you know, not having the TV on, you know, I used to always kind of sleep with, I needed that kind of the outside noise. I've now kind of cut that out, and I'll be honest, gotten a way better sleep. And of course, reduction of alcohol, caffeine, those kinds of things will definitely help you out. You know, talking about LeBron James, I'll just give you a couple stats. This is from ESPN. You know, Roger Federer and LeBron James, they sleep on average, I think I said 10 hours, but I'm now looking over here, they sleep on average 12 hours per day. Now, it's interesting that they put per day and not per night. So I wonder if they are also counting in, you know, naps. And of course, they're probably sleeping. You know, LeBron James to me is kind of someone I look towards when it comes to your own self-care. You know, he spends about $2 million on his own self-care. Now, of course, I think his budget and my budget, and maybe for many of your other listeners' budgets, a little different, right? But if we take that kind of percentage of how much he's spending on himself, and, you know, kind of put that percentage on ourselves, I bet you'd be pretty comparable. And, you know, all the things that I'm suggesting over here are all things that a lot of these pro athletes are doing. All right, so quick recap of what I was talking about. Self-care. You must self-care. We're talking stretch. And if you don't know how to stretch, you visit the show notes. I got an instructional video over there. Visit Remix My Fitness. post-workout cool down. Don't just go and hit the shower to give yourself a couple minutes to get that heart rate coming down just a little bit. Massages, regular visit to your healthcare practitioners, whoever that might be. And we're talking about light exercise on rest days, right? There, basically what I'm saying is there's no such thing as rest days. You want to be able to do something, keep the habit of exercise and working out, you know, 6 days a week. If you can throw in seven, why not the seven? Eat something after you work out, okay? Nothing terrible, even though those evil quote-unquote carbs is what I'm suggesting for you to eat, but I'm talking good carbs, right? You know what the good carbs are, you know what the bad carbs are, and our protein, okay? Our protein shakes, our chicken breasts, our steaks, all that stuff within 30 to 45 minutes of our workout, staying hydrated. We need that water, okay? We need that water, especially maybe from the weekends, from, you know, those family functions, those parties or whatever it is. You gotta guzzle that water. We gotta flush all that out so that we're ready to work out the next day. And finally, sleep. We got to get that sleep on. 6 hours, 8 hours. If you're on that LeBron James level, 12 hours. Any amount of sleep that you can get in, that you can make better for yourself, why not? So important. It encompasses a quarter of our life. Why not make it the best? All right. That concludes another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast. Go out there and smash it. Not too hard. Not too hard, because even though I'm here to help you get stronger, we're gonna have some control. So if you enjoyed today's episode, hit me up in the comments, hit me up on the social, hit me up on the email, mckim@remixmyfitness.com. Go to the website, get your stretch on. Now there's no excuse. I'm giving you 10 minutes. I'm showing you how it's done. And if I can do it, I'm gonna tell you, anybody can do it. You'll see that I'm not really that small of a guy. I don't look like I should be bending that way. So you can do it as well. All right. So until next time, don't forget to set them goals, challenge yourself, and what? Say it for me loud over here. Don't forget to have fun. Peace.